something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-571-4362. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
The master was going all the time, you know, with people around him. They got to this tree and Jesus stopped.
Hey, Zacchaeus stopped. Now I can really get a good look. And he's trying to look at him. And Jesus, without saying, who is there? He calls him by name. He says, Zacchaeus. I think it must have been the power. It was a miracle. See, I believe there was a greater miracle there.
The miracle that he didn't fall from the tree. I mean, that was enough to knock him down. Bible says here, look at it. The second verse there says he was chief tax collector. I mean, every Jew, when they saw him, they ran away. Because Mr. Tax Collector was coming. Well, I don't know if any of you, I'm not sure they'd still do it now. They used to send out these tax collecting buses and their staff, and they go to the marketplace and they start running after people, you know. It was such a funny sight, you know. These Nigerians wouldn't pay their taxes, and they had the tax collectors like Zacchaeus and Matthew coming after them. Praise God. Running all around the marketplace. Do you still do that? They still do it? Pay your taxes. Pay your taxes. They don't have to come after you. Just pay. You say, well, nobody came to me. Go to the tax office. Go to the tax office. And say, I do this work. I do this. What am I supposed to pay? That's how I got to pay my taxes. I asked them. What am I supposed to pay? Now you're all quiet. Yeah. You have to go. Go find out what you're owing. One day, they'll get you. Hallelujah. All right. So in verse 3, it says, and Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. Isn't the Lord nice? He doesn't say he was a short man. He's so nice. He was little of stature. I know in some of your newer versions you may have short. That's not so nice. If you call someone, if you describe someone and say, you know, you are short, he's not happy about it. He'd prefer it when you say, you know, you're little of stature. Say, yeah, you know, I'm not so big. Hallelujah. So, you know, long ago I tried to erase that description from my own vocabulary. I don't like to describe people as short. You know, he's a short man or he's a short woman or a short... Well, no, not for people. It's not so nice. I found out they don't like it. When you say not so tall, they're at least tall, but not so tall. They like that. Praise God. Learn words that are nice. Okay? Good. Verse 4, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste. Lord Jesus, how marvelous you are. He said, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Look, to call him by his first name was too much for Zacchaeus. A miracle was he didn't fall down and die. The next thing was Jesus said, I'm going to your house. I mean, that's where we're going. And the man knew he was a sinner. Coming to my house? He must have heard 1,000 voices. Oh. Jesus said, for today, I must abide. In other words, stay at your house. I mean, he's not just visiting and going away. He says, I must stay at your house. I'm staying there today. Maybe he would leave tomorrow. What would it be like to accommodate Jesus? I mean, you will wash the walls. You wash your smells off the walls. You wash the ceiling. You wash everything. What would you do? If you could, you would scrub the sand in front of your house. You scrub the sand. You get what I mean? Jesus is coming to my house. Hey! With his entourage. No, that didn't mean too much for him because he was chief tax collector. You know, chief tax collector. He wasn't very honest. You find this. As soon as Jesus sat down, the man began to confess his sins. Verse 6, and he made haste. I mean, his legs couldn't run fast enough. And came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, when the people saw it, because they knew Mr. Zacchaeus. They knew him. Zacchaeus had taken money from them. And he didn't even write it down. He just collected it and said, that's the tax. You go back. And they knew it. Now Jesus is going there. I remember two men that came to church some years ago. And there's a lady who was leading the songs. And when they came to church, they saw her up the platform leading the worship. And then they said, that lady, that woman, we know her. They turned around and left. The friend later asked them, why did you go back? They said, we know that lady. If she would lead worship in that church, we wouldn't come in. I just thought for a moment, I hope they'll leap out of heaven when they see her there. But look at these ones. They were angry. Because Jesus is going with Mr. Tax Collector. They're going home together. Look at it. Verse 7. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood. I mean, he was having a nice time. And said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Where did he get the one that he used to restore? And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come. He knew the man needed salvation. Praise God. But here's the point I want you to see. Verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Oh, glory. Woo, hallelujah. He also is a son of Abraham. So salvation has to come to that house. Oh, glory. I don't know where you are in your life, but I just want you to know the way the Lord thinks about you. The Abrahamic covenant is the most authentic, the wealthiest, the most sublime covenant in all the face of the earth. Hallelujah. Ah, this is wonderful.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 803-571-4362 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambo Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno States, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.